So you do grow peanuts around here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got some beautiful peanut vines, man, but I'll take you out and show you. You just see how they clean them. Mm-hmm. Used to be an old fella. Well, he homesteaded next to my grandpa married over here on the Shady Grove Road, and he raised a big family, and his youngest boy was nicknamed Cooch. And so he growed up and got a bunch of hounds, old long-eared hounds, and they got eating up his mother's eggs. And she says, Cooch says, you've got to get rid of them dogs. Oh, he says, Ma. He said, just take and feed them some in and make them sick, they won't want anymore. So I don't plant enough of peanuts to make the rabbits sick, so I just got three little rows there. I'm not able to plant a whole lot, but they were beautiful, and the late rabbits just cleaned them.
Do people around here call peanuts by any other name?
Have
you ever heard peanuts called anything else?
Oh, they used to, a lot of people that they call them goobers. Goobers or peanuts, and but then that goobers was just what I call, it might not be a backwoods, they don't say a backwoods name, but then I've heard them call that all my life.
Did the house that you were born in have a fireplace in it?
No.
Didn't have one. Well, can you tell me what people around here call that open area right in front of the fireplace?
Well,
you know, the part that comes into the room a little ways.
Well, now I don't get just what you're, just like the fireplace here, and we come in from there. What?
Well, it's just an open area right in front of the fireplace.
Oh, like this is here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they call this the hearth. See, that's the hearth there. Now, some was concrete, most of them were brick. But then Judge Powell, now the home down the mile and a half below down there, it was a brick hearth. And of course, Judge, he wanted more poor there, he put in the concrete here. And then people used to make what they call the old thatch chimneys, mud chimneys, you know. They take not red clay, but it was a white clay, and they'd mix straw with it and make up what they call cats, and make them in about this long, and they'd put wooden pieces in there, and Lord, they'd make them. I guess they're back to all gone. I was going to say there's a bunch still there, but then they're all the old, them old chairs, but they'd last for years and years and years. But people used to take and just throw the wood in there, and they'd soon knock that mud out and have to put a new back in. Then when they got to getting brick, why, they'd still knock the brick out. But my dad always taught us to be careful not to throw nothing in there and tear it up.
Well, what did people call these big pieces of wood that they burned in their fireplace?
Well, they call them back logs and front sticks. Now, some fireplaces were large. I can take you up here in the far end of Garland County, up here at Crystal Spring, where Uncle John Lewis built. He's got the largest fireplace I ever saw. And of course, he weighed over 300, and his boys weighed over 300. Oh, they was big. And I've seen him put in logs that big, 4 foot long. Oh, that's a beautiful fireplace. I wish you'd go up there. It's Lewis's store. It's up here, just right there at Crystal Springs. There's a crossroad there, and there's a motel, and then I believe Crystal Springs Fishing Village turns off there. It's up on 270 Highway, about 12 or 13 miles west of Hot Spring, but that's one of the beautifulest fireplaces I ever saw.
I came through there on the way to Hot Spring.
Yeah, if you come to Fort Smith, you